the focus of our conversation was not how precipitous my proposal was, because as he emphasized, he too would like to see our troops out, violence reduced, and Iraqi a functioning, stable, democratic government that is keeping terrorists out and is functioning as an ally for us to the region. In his role as commander on the ground, not surprisingly, he wants to retain as much flexibility as possible in terms of accomplishing that goal. And what I emphasized to him was, you know, if I were in his shoes, I'd probably feel the same way. But my job as a candidate for president and a potential commander-in-chief extends beyond Iraq. And so what we saw in Afghanistan, for example, where you've got a deteriorating security situation, and all the commanders uniformly indicated that 2 to 3 brigades would be extraordinarily helpful in allowing them to accomplish their goals. The only way we're going to get those troops over there in a meaningful way is if we are taking them from someplace else. So that's something that I have to factor in. I have to factor in the perceptions of the Iraqi people and the statements by Prime Minister Maliki and his spokespeople in public, that they are ready to see the Iraqi government take on more responsibility for security. So there are a range of factors that I have to take into account as a commander-in-chief or a potential commander-in-chief that that I wouldn't expect General Petraeus or anybody who's just on the ground to have to take into account.